Hello, this is Corey, and I want to remind you about shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. It really is the single best way to support this free show. So when you think Amazon, shop through the Amazon tab on our website, and we thank you.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Special treat tonight, folks, as Fozzie Bear, the comedy star of our show, displays his ready wit and nimble mind in a test of comedy that would stump the best. You just name a subject, and Fozzie Bear will instantly give you a joke. So here he is now, the fastest fur in the West, Mr. Fozzie Bear!
Jokes on request. You name anything, any word, any subject, and I, Fozzie Bear, will hit you with a great joke about it. Don't be afraid. Just yell them out, and I'll yell them back. Come on.
Amoeba.
Huh?
You said amoeba.
Amoeba. Sorry, no foreign words. Next.
The word is only foreign to you.
Anybody else over there?
You said any word.
And yeah. He said amoeba.
Right. Amoeba. Says to the other, say, is that the sun or the moon? And the other amoeba says, I don't know. I don't live around here.
He did it. He's okay.
He certainly did. What does amoeba mean anyway?
I don't know. I don't live around here either.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, stuck in a closet where no one knows he's there, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
What is happening right now, live from Studio G?
Studio G.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show for March 29, 2014. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fat Guy Radio Show. Fat Guy Radio Show listener lines are open, 623-349-1652. Call anytime, then listen for your voice on the show. Throw in your 2 cents by joining us in our Ustream chat room, fatguyradioshow.com/Ustream. Spread the word about the show by sharing, liking, and following Fat Guy Radio Show. And when you share the show, we get an amoeba. Oh, wrong button.
We get a phone call.
We get a phone call. I'm sorry. Hello. All right, folks. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Did you just get back from spring break? Well, that means the end of the school year is just around the corner. Amazon wants to buy your gently used textbooks at the end of the school year. College books are expensive and serve little purpose after your studies are complete. So unload those bookshelf dust collectors. Amazon wants your stuff. Receive up to 75% back in an Amazon gift card. You can also sign up for Amazon Prime before the prices go up. With Amazon Prime, you get free 2-day shipping, no minimum order size, read free books each month through the Kindle First and Kindle Owners Lending Library, and stream unlimited movies and TV shows, all with Amazon Prime. I love my Amazon Prime streaming services. It's allowed me to catch up on the latest episodes of Warehouse 13. This and much more, all through the Shop Amazon tab on our website, or click the special banners for these special offers. Amazon, if you want it, Amazon has it. Bookmark it and tell a friend. Well, hell, the gang is all here. I feel like we've already done a show.
Yep.
Because of
The show before the show.
We call Fat Guy Radio Show Intimate Hour. It was kind of cool today because everybody got to the studio super duper crazy early.
Yeah.
It was like,
5 minutes early, man.
You weren't 5 minutes early.
It was like 10 minutes early.
That's still pretty good. Yeah. It's still pretty early, but it allowed us to kind of, you know, really come in and relax, and hopefully we'll be able to do a really good show for all of you. If you joined us in our Ustream, you know, it's
probably not going to happen.
I have a question.
Yes, sir. I'll entertain a question.
Warehouse 13, that struck me interesting. Is that where they hid the lost Ark?
No, that is, it is where they, I'm sure the Ark is in there. But Warehouse 13 is, I found it on Amazon Prime, and it's a story about artifacts that are released amongst the world that have powers that force people to do things that they wouldn't normally do. And some of them do kill people, but Warehouse 13 is this secret. It's not even a government agency, but it's just a warehouse in South Dakota where they take all these artifacts, collect them, render them useless for their powers, and then store them. But there are still artifacts that are out and around in the world that the two characters in the TV show have to go out and find. Like if something weird happens in the news, like they had a kid that was just really, really angry and just started attacking people. Well, he found out that he had taken a stick or something like that that had given him these powers to change people's minds. So the two stars of Warehouse 13 had to go out and find that kid and find the artifact. But here's the thing. When they go out, they only know that something weird is happening. They don't know what the artifact is. So they have to kind of figure out from the situation what the artifact is. And then once they do, they find it, they relocate it, they neutralize it, and they take it back to Warehouse 13. Can you tell that I am all in because I just completely, totally geeked out?
Yes, I could tell.
That show seems really weird.
It seems cool.
It's a sci-fi show.
Yeah,
I think they should use their ability to find the artifact that made that Malaysian plane disappear.
Right? Yes.
Okay, but I'm going to go ahead and sum this up real quick.
Did you hear about the CNN thing?
What was the CNN thing? What isn't there? That's all that they're talking about right now.
Did you guys hear about them saying that all the survivors, there's no survivors. They told the families no possible survivors.
Right.
And now they told them again, we're gonna exhaust all resources to finding these possible survivors.
Oh,
don't give them hope.
How am I supposed to grieve if you're telling me that my girlfriend's dead, but then telling me the next day, you know what? Maybe your girlfriend isn't dead.
But they also see a plastic bag floating in the water from 1,000 miles up, and they say, "Oh, there's the plane." Oh, wait, no. And then they see a sperm whale floating on his back because it's been dead for 5 years. Oh, there's the plane. Oh, wait, no, there's not.
That's nuts.
I'm telling you, we didn't get into this before, but like I said, there is a some country's satellite. Because there's these conspiracy theories that say that every country has secret satellites in the air that are monitoring other countries. Someone knows where that plane is, but because they caught it on their secret satellite, they can't say anything about it.
Yeah.
I really think that someone knows where that plane is. Or another conspiracy theory is that somebody's just going to be standing outside JFK Airport in Washington, D.C., and the plane's just going to land.
Something that I heard was that before the plane took off, there was some, like, hole issues. And that,
like black hole issues,
like hole, H-U-L-L, like the actual
structure of
the plane was not solid.
Sure,
because it was like kind of an older plane.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And that when it went out there, it wasn't
bamboo, right?
It wasn't structurally sound, and it just kind of, you know, it crashed in the ocean. But the reason they're saying they can't find it is because then that it doesn't have to take responsibility for what happened.
And then the part of the ocean
that's just a conspiracy.
It is a conspiracy, and the part of the ocean that they claim, or conspiracy theories, conspiracy theorists are saying that part of the ocean, if it did go down in there, the currents are so strong that it would be minutes before a piece of a plane would be thousands and thousands of miles away.
I know where the plane is.
Uh oh, conspiracy theory. I was waiting for him to start because here's this conspiracy theory. Ladies and gentlemen, D-Tay with this conspiracy theory.
The plane that is magically lost was actually lost long ago. And we made a television show about it called Lost.
Yep.
That show was based off of
J.J. Abrams. He knew this was going to happen. He predicted it.
He could see into the... You know what? I hear that also. Leonardo DiCaprio made the movie Titanic before the Titanic sunk.
Actually, I was there when he made it.
Yeah, I was too. I held his hand. I was a camera operator.
I was the one holding up...
I was your grip.
The water. I was holding up the door.
What was the name of the girl that was in that movie with him? Kate Winslet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was the guy that was holding Kate Winslet so she wouldn't fall off the front of that boat when they were doing that whole Celine Dion slow-mo part.
Were you like, don't fall.
Yeah,
I got you.
I had a major role in the movie. They had great costume designers. I was a major role.
Yeah.
during the whole drawing scene, I was actually the couch.
Nice.
D-Tay, can me and you reenact that front of the boat scene with the whole slow motion thing going on?
Only if I get to be Leonardo.
I love how we got to a missing trip to the Titanic.
It was getting too heavy. We had to come. All right, this is what I need, folks. Listen up. Here's a Fat Guy Radio Show call out. I need someone with a boat. Someone with a boat, reach out to me on Twitter or Facebook or something. Me and D-Tay need to reenact that moment on the front of the boat.
Nemo's going to touch the butt.
The butt. Ooh, he touched the butt.
You made me ink. Nemo's swimming out to sea.
Nemo, get back here.
I really think that someone knows where this plane is. And I'm sorry for the people that have lost family members, but it's starting to get a little comical at this point because stuff like this doesn't happen in 2014.
Yeah. Well, no. The thing that happened with CNN.
What was that? I missed this, Jake. Fill me in.
They did like flight simulations.
Oh God. That's because they have 24 hours of nothing but time to
And then when they were doing the search thing, they were going to send a news anchor out. You know, they were trying to get a plane so they could go out and search with them. So see,
you've got to be kidding me.
And they didn't realize the problem with that. Like,
okay, you want to go out and send your cameras and your anchors out there where like 70 different countries are out there searching for this boat?
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys hear about the weather? The inclement weather that's coming?
Oh, there's weather.
Yeah, there's chance. There's a storm coming off the Indian Ocean.
Yeah, storm.
Low clouds.
Uh-huh.
Light showers. But when you're flying in those clouds with the light showers, that turns into like zero visibility.
Oh, no.
How will they find the survivors now?
Stay tuned after CNN special of Malaysia plane missing, right after the CNN special of Malaysia plane missing.
Couldn't Google just find them?
I know, hit up like, Google Earth.
Like with Google satellite, couldn't they just be like, hey, there it is.
Yeah, it's right there. Is it the Google I told you, there are secret government, and that's the only conspiracy theory that I actually kind of feel, is the fact that someone knows where this plane is. And then here's the thing. They're trying to come up with every possible scenario to make it more than what it is. Could it just possibly be two irate pilots just wanted to take a plane down? That's all they wanted to do. There was nobody special. There were no country dignitaries on the plane. There wasn't any chocolate on the plane. Yeah. There wasn't any money on the plane. There was nobody of an importance that was on that plane. It was just Malaysian passengers, just like we do. You get on a plane in Sky Harbor, you fly to LA, you get off the plane. This particular time, they decided to avert the plane into a mountain down in Mexico. Yeah. It's just that simple.
What I think, yeah, it's something went wrong, the plane crashed, and you're not going to find a plane at the bottom of the ocean.
You're not. And then that flight red box
thing. It's unfortunate, but like,
it's totally unfortunate.
It's just the truth of it, you know?
I want to say, let's just call it how it is. When you get on a plane made out of paper clips and gum and bamboo sticks and something catches on fire, everybody gonna burn.
When you put your plane together with Elmer's glue and construction paper, you cannot expect it to land safely.
Cardboard and duct tape.
I don't want anyone to think that we're being disrespectful.
We are. It's comical at this point. Stuff like this does not happen.
Yeah.
3 weeks this thing has been gone. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks. You know what? And if they keep searching this, we're never
going to find it.
No, it's gone. If we keep searching these oceans, we're going to find where they hid Jimmy Hoffa eventually. We're going to find where they hid.
We're going to find Jimmy Hoffa. We're going to find
Atlantis.
Atlantis. We're going to find everything. We're going to find the Holy Grail at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
You can send your complaints to complaints at goFyourself.com.
All right. Never heard of that
one. This is our radio. This is our show.
You forgot the GRS.
If you don't like it, go listen to Full Court Press Radio.
Your complaints can be sent there as well.
Yeah, you can also send your complaints.
If you have any complaints, send them to Little Fella Radio Show.
You're just gonna make him cry.
Oh.
You're just gonna make him cry.
I'm sorry, little fella. I love you.
I went and had lunch with him on Sunday, like I mentioned last week's show.
Yeah.
And he gets this monster. So we go to Lenny's Burger Shop, which, by the way, I'm sorry that I just mentioned them because now I'm going to slander them after I'm done saying what I did with little fella. And I'm going to explain to you why.
Can I eat there first?
You can go there and eat all you want. I mean, my dad knows the guy that started the original Lenny's Burger Shop. So he's a good friend of mine. I'm going to have to put, or not a good friend of mine, but a friend of my dad's. I'm going to have to put a phone call to him because what I saw on my receipt kind of irritated the hell out of me. But, you know, it comes from those files of if I'm not bitching, I ain't breathing. But I took little fella ordered the monster size burger. This thing was the size of his face.
I'm so hungry.
And he opened up this burger and it tasted great. It had three or four patties on it.
Holy smoke.
And he took down half of it. And I snapped a picture of it because I was like, there is no way that this little boy is going to be able to eat this great big cartoon-sized burger. But we'll put this picture up on Facebook. But I'll pass it around to the boys now in the studio. That's a big burger. Little fella just had that big old. He could only take down half of it.
That looks tasty, man.
It looked delicious, and there was cheese and gooey and sexiness all over the place.
That looks better than a 4x4.
You ain't never lied about it. But as we sit here and celebrate Lenny's Burger Shop, now Lenny's Burger Shop, you can pinch it. And let me tell you why. Having my phone back, because there's another picture that I took in there that I need to reference here. Oh, that was kind of cool how that looked on Ustream. But I took another picture of this, and I started to tweet it out. At the bottom of my receipt, it says, we will impose a surcharge of 1.74% of the transaction amount on your Visa or MasterCard products, which is not greater than our cost of acceptance. And at the bottom of the receipt, there was this highlighted word that says, overpayment, 29 cents. They charged me 29 cents to spend my money. That is a huge no-no. I steer clear of any restaurant, any business, any franchise that is going to charge me a fee to spend my money. Same thing with the ATMs that you see in the gas stations. You go up to an ATM and you put your bank card in one of those ATMs, they are going to charge you anywhere from $3. I've even seen them up to $7 for a transaction fee.
Yep.
Lenny's, I love your food, but you lost me. I am not coming back there unless I'm paying cash.
Yeah.
Who charges? Everybody takes credit cards nowadays.
Yeah. I get the like ATM because it's a convenience fee.
Right, and they have to maintain it.
Yeah.
But Lenny should be smart enough. Yeah. Restaurants should be smart enough to. I know that you're gonna roll fees. We have PayPal. That's how we accept a lot of credit card payments here. I know that any transaction that comes through PayPal is going to take a portion of that for themselves. They're going to do that. That's how they make money. But I'm not going to roll that cost blatantly in front of anybody that interacts or purchases something through the show. I'm not going to make it spotlit on a receipt. That's going to be rolled into my back end cost.
You would have to make it.
I'm not going to put it on a receipt. What I'm going to do is that a smart business person, I know that we pay those fees everywhere we go, but I don't need it spotlit. I don't need it highlighted on my receipt telling me that, we charged you an extra such and such amount. That 29 cents, they should have had their accountant figure out what their food cost is and then divide that amongst their food cost. That way, at the end of the day, those fees are not so blatant in front of a customer. They're rolled into the back end operating cost of the business. And that right there, folks, is testament of the business classes that I've taken. That's how they should do it. It's a slap to the customer's face when you see those fees outright.
Yep.
And then they have a tip jar next to it, too. I just gave you a 29-cent tip. All you did was you took that cartoon-sized burger, put it in a cartoon-sized bag, and I went over and sat in a cartoon-sized chair and made my arteries clog. That's it. Lenny's, I'm out. I'm not coming back. I'm not giving you an extra 29 cents to spend my money.
Hey, that's not fair.
I'm going to go back to Lenny's, but I'm with you. I'm going to go pay in cash.
I'll have to pay in cash if I go back. The food is good.
I don't think it's fair of you to say that what they're doing is easy.
No, what they're doing is that they're a small business, and I completely understand that. But a better business practice, we all know in the back of our minds that the fees are there.
Yeah.
We all know the fees are there. Smart business will bury those fees on the back end.
Right. But maybe, I don't know, maybe it wasn't that easy for them. And it is, it's like a mom and pop place, right?
No, they're now, they're franchising out because there's like four or five of them now that have popped up around the entire valley. Okay. So as they're getting bigger, and here's the thing. That was the first Lenny's Burger Shop that I experienced this with. I didn't experience this with, and this was the one that was in on Glendale Avenue and I-17.
Oh, man.
I didn't see that. I didn't have that happen when I went to the Lenny's Burger Shop on Central Avenue and Thomas downtown.
That's the only one I go to.
That's the triple
I've never
OG.
Had that.
And
I've never had that one.
So I'm wondering, because they're now franchising out, if this is the new thing. If it is, I'm not down for that. I don't go to places. What's another place that? Oh, there's the Mexican food restaurants. Some of the Filibertos, Alibertos, Whirlibertos, Somebody's Toes. All of those restaurants tack on. And if I see that little sign in the window that says, hey, we charge
Hello,
you
Mike.
An extra. Oh, your mic went to sleep. We charge you an extra 17 to 59 cents to use your debit or credit card. I'm out.
A lot of gas stations do that too.
I'm not. Do AMPM is the one that does it.
AMPM, Valero, and Circle K sometimes doesn't.
I'm out.
Depending
I'm out.
On which Circle K you go to, it'll be like they have a little sign that says we charge an extra 50 cents to process your card on any transaction under $5.
That's ridiculous to me.
So you're telling me I have to spend at least $5.50 to not get hit with an extra 50 cent charge?
Exactly. And here's the thing: most businesses are able to negotiate the percentage that MasterCard and Visa is going to charge them. Who's to say that they're not doubling that up just to increase their business income? That 29 cents that I got from Lenny's could actually only be a 7 cents charge to them. That there, I think, it gets into a level of abuse, in my humble opinion. I know everybody doesn't feel that way, but that's kind of how I see it. And I think that we know those fees are there. Roll them into the back, and just don't be so upfront with it. But when I saw that, and then they don't even point it out. I didn't even notice the fee until I got my receipt after they've ran my credit card. It's bad.
Childish
anyway.
And churlish.
Childless and what?
Insubordinate and churlish.
Insubordinate and churlish. All right, folks, when we get back, we're going to talk about one of the trending hashtags that are rocking the nation while Jake and DT have a man moment over there. We'll be right back on the Fat Guy Radio Show where more fun and more thrills. Alright, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo 6. Halo 6 at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6 offers the best electronic cigarette on the market. Don't take my word for it. PC Magazine ranked Halo 6 number one in the industry when compared against all the top e-cig brands, offering premium quality rechargeable electronic cigarettes and e-liquid all made in America. I vape with a sexy slimline emerald green G6 model, and my preferred e-liquid is Sub-Zero. I like the menthol. You can see all the styles and flavors and strengths today at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby. Give it to me, DT, while you rocking out over there.
I'm vaping, baby.
Yeah, you are. I'm vaping too. Good.
I'm sorry. This Journey song is... Ah!
I love Journey.
Man. Every time I hear this song, though, I always get reminded of Yes Man with Jim Carrey. And I see the picture of him on the...
is that where this is from?
The Ducati with his nurse outfit and his butt showing while he's just blazing down the street.
That's a good movie.
That was a good movie.
That is a very good movie. All right, boys. You know, we live on the land of the internet.
Hold up. Before you get into that, can I congratulate Jake for...
Key and Peele.
For hearing me and getting where I was going. I said the quote wrong, and he corrected me on the quote.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that he knew the quote let me know that he got it.
He got it.
He got the joke.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Philippians, did you get it?
You guys don't watch Key and Peele.
Neither did I. I don't know.
You don't watch Key and Peele.
I don't know what they are in their own fourth dimension over there.
Woo-hoo!
On that side.
Cool victory, guys. Cool victory.
It's the Nerd Squad over here.
It is definitely the nerdsquad.com/what the hell.
Hashtag Tyrell. Get out of here.
You guys are
Smoochie Wallace.
You guys are definitely Jake. You guys
Tragic
are definitely
Bronson.
You go,
Tragic Bronson.
Jake, you guys are definitely in the fourth dimension.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. You stole that from my show.
Hi,
Thank
Nick.
You.
All right.
Thank so- you. Hashtag stuck in a sock.
Hashtag baby arm in a
okay,
sock.
Okay. All
hashtag
right.
Rock in a sock.
Hashtag what in a sock? Okay, clearly this is where we're
hashtag-
going.
Hashtag. I'm just kidding, Philippius.
All right, so let me set it up, boys. This week on Twitter, Facebook, and especially Instagram was taken over by a hashtag that was supposedly supposed to benefit testicular cancer. If you took a picture, posted it up on Twitter, Instagram, and somewhat Facebook, but Instagram and Facebook started kicking them off. And Twitter, it's just an open field for Twitter. If you took a picture of yourself, mainly guys, you were to pose in a mirror, take a selfie basically, and a part of your anatomy, and I'm trying to be radio friendly here, a part of your anatomy was to be placed in a sock.
Your penis.
Yes.
Hashtag foot in a sock.
You were to put a part of your anatomy in a sock, take a selfie, post it up on your Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, and tag in hashtag blank in a sock.
Hashtag and, ear in a sock.
And it's another word for rooster.
Hashtag tongue in a sock.
Yeah, actually. So this took
over. Chin a sock.
This took over Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And I'm a little indifferent about it. I get it. It rocked, and it's still going on to this day. So any of you youngins out there,
I'm gonna go tweet it right
don't,
now.
Do not Google search.
Hashtag elbow in a sock.
I'm doing it. I'm going on my Twitter account right now that I never use.
We always.
I don't even know how to tweet on this thing. There we go.
Come on, Jake. You know how to tweet. We live in the land of social media. So this definitely ranked out of the world when it came to hashtag. And I had to put it up on After the Levels because it was just so far out there. It really was. So you put a piece of your anatomy in a sock, and then is it still trending?
I don't know. I just put hashtag swag.
You did not put swag.
Oh, swag.
He did. Hashtag swag. Hashtag knee in a sock.
What popped up?
I'm just tweeting it. Yeah, he's tweeting out right now.
Jesus. Sorry. That was my fault. But basically, what this, and you can read the full excerpt on After the Levels. Barrett said that dudes everywhere are stuffing their penises in the socks for cancer awareness. Now, I did a little bit of journalistic dig in there, Daniel Taylor, and I found out that since this hashtag has gone viral, and it originated in the UK,
okay,
which this doing this in a sock thing, Jake, is not something that's new. Because you were mentioning to me that Red Hot Chili Peppers did it.
Yep.
And didn't the Beatles or someone do it prior to Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I don't know anything about that. I just know the Chili's did it on stage at not an 18-plus show, and they got arrested for it.
They got arrested for it. And it's a trend.
Well, actually, the reason they do the sock is because they got naked on stage and got arrested for that.
Shocker.
So they're like, hey, let's put socks on our wanks.
There you go.
Socks on our pinky toes.
Wanks in a sock.
Yeah.
And we can't say the real words. That's why we're trying to come up with so many other
hashtag
words.
Snakes in a sock.
Snakes. I'm sick
hashtag
of
Ray
these
J
mother effing snakes in these mother effing socks.
I'm going to go to Indiana Jones and be like, snakes. I hate snakes.
In a sock.
In a sock.
These mother father snakes.
These mother father snakes. It originated in the United Kingdom to this Get Your Sock Out campaign.
Oh, yeah.
That reminded me of when I was growing up, they used to tell us, sock it or lock it.
And then, of course, all the memes started coming out. Of course, all the memes. And there was one with that big, ugly, fat, nasty woman from what's that?
Here comes
no, not Corey Blaze.
Honey Boo Boo.
Why would you hurt me like that, Jake?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the big fat mama from Honey Boo Boo with the cocka neck.
Cocka neck?
She's got disgust. Her neck looks like somebody just took.
You kind of said part of the word in there.
Cocka neck? Yeah, I did. So it's like her neck, the back of her neck kind of looks like somebody took a tube of cow poo and just smacked her.
Your name is Rob. Your name is Rob.
Somebody just smacked in the back of her head with a tube of cow poo. I'm entertaining myself at this point.
Yeah,
anyway.
Right. Someone look at this. Someone come look at this. I'm going to smack this girl with a tub of cow manure. Someone come look at this.
I'm sorry. Anyway, so they had her like looking at her phone all crazy. And it was like, hashtag, you can put your blank in a sock, but you can't put it in a condom. So some of the memes started rolling out.
That's mean.
I don't get it.
I like
the
it.
The one That's I saw, mean, the though. Meme mom saw was an empty sock on the floor, and the sock said, "Is it in yet?"
Oh. Nice. I dig it.
Wow.
I don't understand this, but of course I will admit to the fact that I did Google search it.
Hashtag stick in the sock.
And spent some time researching it because I was doing show research. What?
What?
I'm sorry, what happened?
What's
is that what we call it now? Because back in my day, we called it doing the hippity dippity.
I definitely looked at quite a few of the pictures. What? What happened?
I don't know.
The Google image search. Virus.
Well, it only happened. Well, yeah, I did a Google image search of hashtag blank in the. What in a sock? You know what I mean? If you don't know what it is, folks,
hashtag
by now.
Cork in a sock.
Cork in a cork in a sock? If you don't know what it is, folks, I don't know what rock.
We should
you're
all
under.
Post pictures.
No. I need a very, very small sock.
I need a very
you
large
need a baby
sock
booty
to make it look larger than it actually is.
And by booty, I mean the baby socks.
Now,
not,
some of
not the other ones.
Now, some of the pictures that I was spending lots and lots of time watching, what I didn't understand is that some of the socks, and follow me on this, boys, some of the socks were just hanging out.
Hello.
While other socks were at attention.
Hello.
So clearly, some guys.
I mean, how do you make it stay on there any other way?
Exactly.
It's not a coat hanger. It's your sock just.
It's hashtag 12 o'clock in the sock.
There's so many. We are doing such a good job holding this back. But I didn't understand the pictures that were tweeted out. And Instagram for the ones that were, you know, excited about their sock.
Well, yeah. That's the only way to really show
no,
off.
No, some of them, most, the majority of them were 6 o'clock socks.
That means they were late.
Philippians.
They were late.
That's the title of the show, 6 o'clock socks.
You should put a hashtag 6 o'clock socks.
I didn't know.
It's all about the 9 o'clock sock.
Yeah,
you know?
It really is.
slightly to the right.
And if you got a 3 o'clock sock, you need to see a doctor.
Oh, jeez. It's going inside. It's going inside of you.
Is that a 7 o'clock sock?
I'm sorry, doctor, but it's at 2 o'clock.
I'm more of a 7:30.
Before it went to noon.
Straight up, baby.
Straight up. Now tell me, is really want to love me? Anyway, it was a hashtag that was just absolutely hilarious. Jake, did you see it at all on social media?
I didn't heard about it until like right before the show.
Right before the show came on, and that kind of transitions me into kind of like the next thing that I kind of wanted to talk to you. I've been putting it on the show notes here for the last couple of weeks, but Jake on Facebook. And I've been spending a lot more time on Facebook. I've returned to Facebook on the show. I abandoned the Book of Faces because I was tired of the drama and everybody's post was always, oh, my kid is dying and my grandmother's face caught on fire and, you know, her boobs are low and I can't get the sock to stay on. I need a smaller sock. All of that negative stuff was happening on Facebook. But after the live show, I posted a picture of all of us, the full gang, sitting at the table, And I did like a really cool effect on it to make it look like we were painted as a painting, you know. It. And it was, you know, Philippius liked it, and you know, Daniel Taylor liked it, and Ryan Scott liked it, and Jake.
I don't know. I think you should check your Facebook right now.
Oh. I totally just sat here and watched it.
You didn't even stop him.
What am I supposed to do?
No.
So that when somebody goes back and listens to this playback on Monday, they're gonna be like, "Oh, they're gonna pull up that picture. And they're gonna be like, wait a minute, Jake liked it."
Go on to Facebook, dude.
Okay, let me go to my Facebook right now. Oh, great picture, man. I was gonna bring up the whole idea that Jake, everybody else liked the picture, commented on it, gave it a thumbs up. 18, 20 people liked it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm the only one to actually comment on it.
No, oh, well, you're right. Okay, I was exaggerating just a little bit, but still, you don't.
I've looked at it a few times. I just haven't.
Well, why wouldn't you like it on it? Why you get in? You got to get into the groove with the rest of us, man.
Corey, I'm not a liar, so.
It wasn't a great picture.
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
He said Flip ruined it.
Yeah.
That's because Philippius wasn't paying attention. That was the only. That moment capulated.
I look super funny in this picture.
Capitalized Philippius is actually working the live show and got his fingers on the 2-2s and the 2s.
You want to know something funny?
Yeah.
That picture epitomizes the BDB Radio Network because, look.
Okay.
When Papa Bear speaks, everybody's paying attention and watching.
Yep.
Except for Philippius.
Someone who's never seen this picture is like, what the hell are they talking about?
Go and look at it. We'll post it up on Facebook
and
if you haven't seen it. And I don't care if you poke the like button or not.
Listen, like, and laugh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. Thank you very much. We're out of here. But I was going to slam Jake for the whole thing that I noticed that he doesn't get in with the shtick that we do on Facebook. And I know he's a busy man, but I was going to slam him for it. But
dude,
now
I do my own shtick on Facebook. Everyone should go on my Facebook. And
I know. And then see, that's what I wanted to point out is that if it's not a Jake show on Facebook, you don't get involved with anybody else. Philippius posts up mundane, boring ass stuff. And Daniel Taylor, it's all sports and more sports. Yes. I'm the one that's really bringing the Waka Waka. And you being my radio partner and half/gay lover, I would expect you to kind of get in with what happened. I'm sorry. Where's Paul? What day is it? Huh?
What happened?
I would expect you to get into
the sock.
Philippius goes back to the joke 20 minutes ago.
Hashtag gumball in a sock.
I would expect you, Jake, to get in there with me. Get in the grind with me. Get excited. Get happy.
Did you say get in the grind or hashtag get in the grind in the sock?
You're right. I don't love you.
Oh, well, at least it's out there in the open, and now we now have the truth, Jake. Why? All I have done is poured out my love, heart, and really, really unhealthy admiration for you.
Yeah, all that. Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Yeah, it's all that and stuff.
I'm sorry.
Is it me, or did we just get hot in here?
It's very warm in here.
I don't know. I'm not much of a Facebook partaker, honestly.
Nah, you're not. But I was like, at least that one, I tagged you in it, and like, you didn't respond, and my feelings were hurt. I was like, oh.
In all honesty, yeah. I thought I liked it, and I didn't. And I forgot.
Did your phone die right when you're going to push
it? My question is, when you said you thought you like it, do you mean like in your mind you thought that you like it, but then realized in your mind that you actually didn't like it?
No, I thought I hit the like button.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Just for clarification.
You thought you hit, and the last thing we want on the show is drama, of course. That's the last thing that we want to happen on the show. When I post up a picture, when I go out of my way to post a picture up of Jake because I love you.
Don't post his nudes.
Okay.
Stop. You're turning it pink.
I'm turning pink?
Yeah, pink.
Oh.
I'm turning pink. I'm always pink, Flippy.
He's always. Flippy, go back to sleep.
I'm like a strawberry shake all the time.
Hey, if you're a strawberry shake, you want to see a chocolate shake?
Dun, 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 dun.
Strawberry jacuzzi.
Hey, do you have a chocolate chip shake? All right, folks. We're up on a break right here. Let's go.
Chocolate shit.
Ustream is definitely getting a treat today. Let's take a break.
I was
right
like right
here.
In my face too, man. Sorry.
I know. Do you have a concussion?
Oh, it was great.
All right. Oh, he's playing my favorite song today. Jake, I don't care what you do on Facebook. Yes, I do. Just a little bit. All right. We're going to take a break. And when we get back, I got something else I want to discuss with you boys. Let's round table this. And it's this thing about celebrity leaked photos. These
hot.
Nude photos that
hot.
Come out about
hot.
Celebrities.
Hot.
I got a little bit of a. We'll talk about it when we get back right here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
See the glow on the window pane. I can feel the sun whenever.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Whoa. This portion of the show is brought to you by 123 Print. Click the banner. All right, so on the, Love on Top by Beyonce. One of my favorite songs.
I don't like her.
You're dancing to it. Don't pump it up, Olympia, so we can feel it. Just keep dancing. Oh, DJ just totally did the big move right there. He's DJ, come back to the show. DJ, Daniel Taylor. Come back to the show. Come back.
That one's the best.
Sorry.
If you're not... Oh, there he goes. There he goes again. All right. Welcome back.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, boy.
I won't dance so you can get to the read.
Yes, okay. I did the read. 123 Print. Click the banner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. Oh, wow.
We read that one all the time. Besides, they might be going away anyway. Anyway, listen.
Whoa.
All right, boys. Let me ask you this. Yes. A lot of stuff that's on my blog I brought to the show today. Celebrity leak photos. And this kind of comes off of DT, something that's kind of like in your wheelhouse because
that
I got
Hulk Hogan video.
I got word off the wire.
He said Hulk Hogan.
Good night.
Yeah.
You need a
well, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, brother. Hulkamania. Lick in the chest. Lick in the hashtag. Peck in the sock.
All right, continue. Sorry there, brother.
No problem, brother. God.
Get back to the show, brother.
So these... They're bringing it today. Y'all are bringing it for the big guy today. So these celebrities...
No one else gets it, though.
There are people sitting in their cars right now staring at their dashboards
like,
through the Stitcher app, and they're like, what the hell?
What?
Huh?
Is this just a show of laughter? Is this
solid? Laughter and dancing and
it's kind of refreshing, actually. I kind of like
it. Hashtag I like it too. I'm gonna go like him on Facebook and follow him on Twitter and shop Amazon. That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, celebrity leaked photos.
Celebrity leaked photos, DT. This kind of came out because I've been looking at a lot of nasty pictures on the web this past week. What's missing out of my life? So I got a blurb on the wire that says Indiana Pacers Paul George had leaked nude photos online after allegedly being catfished.
Wow.
What is that?
Catfished is like
Manti Te'o. Oh, you probably don't know what that is either.
Catfished is in most cases, gay men posing as women, basically baiting a celebrity into taking nudes of themselves and sending it to them. Snapchat is the number one. I made the point when it comes to celebrity leaked photos, I don't think there's anything accidental on the internet. Mm-hmm. Nothing accidental on the internet other than possibly this show. But other than that, there is nothing accidental that happens on the internet. And the reason why.
I think there is, man.
You think there's some accidentals that can happen on the internet?
I think there is.
The one person who is the queen of leaked photo celebrity status is the one, the only, Kim Kardashian.
Yep.
Her whole career launched and began from that, her that and video. Ray J.
Yeah.
Trojan man.
Why you look at me like, why you lock eyes with me when I say that? Daniel Taylor. Stop looking at me, you sexy son of a bitch.
Because it's a black guy thing. You know what I'm talking about.
Chocolate chip cookie.
I hit it first.
Does that say Cole Sprouse?
The little dude
from Big Daddy.
One of the twins who wipes his own ass.
The former Disney star had
Can
a
I say ass?
Yeah. Oh, the former Disney star leaked a nude photo of himself. A selfie. And here it is. When was the last time we heard anything from Cole and Dylan Sprouse, the twins? Since the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody went off the air.
Well, I haven't heard anything since the Denimal
commercials. There was Sweet Life on Deck.
Sweet Life on Deck, too.
Let's not forget.
And we can't forget the Danimals commercial of yogurt.
The Danimals commercial, yeah. So they've had a very active career, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Activia.
So, of course, to get back in the light, all of a sudden... Yeah. Dylan Sprouse claims, or Cole Sprouse claims, that his phone was hacked and these photos of him were leaked.
Yeah.
Clearly. Another guy was another basketball player, tweeted out a picture of him leaked online. And I can't remember, Rashad something, I think his name was. I'll have to find it here. But he tweeted out that those pictures were not of me, even though he literally just did a photo spread or a photo shoot featuring his tattoos. And clearly, right next to his blank in a sock was his tattoos.
With no sock.
With no sock. And Rashad McCants.
Oh, okay.
I think sometimes people do accidentally post those things.
Now, okay, I can get the whole accidentally posting. But you got to admit that the fact that the photo's there is not accidental.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
You knew a camera was there.
No kidding.
So you can't say, oh, you know what? Someone caught me. Oh, caught me slipping. Oh, they hacked my phone.
No.
Okay, they hacked your phone. Yeah, but what was your phone doing with naked pictures of yourself? Yeah, nasty.
An example I can think of. Well, come on, man. Sometimes you got to send some nudies to your significant other.
No, you don't send nudies to the significant. You want to see my chocolate chip, you go meet me in the room.
Well, okay, here's the deal, though. If you're, like, in a rock band or a band or you're an artist and you're in a committed relationship, potentially married.
Okay.
You know, you want to have some substance, you know, to work with, and you want to be committed. Okay. You know, sometimes you got to
you're saying that you want to put a little fire in the relationship. Do those little extra things.
Yeah. So, here's an example that I'm thinking of.
You've encountered?
you've encountered.
Haley Williams from Paramore.
All right.
You know who that is?
Oh, yeah. I know who that is.
No clue.
Oh, I know who that is.
Oh, wow. DJ, good Lord.
She's sexy.
She posted a nude on Twitter on accident.
I'm not Googling right now.
And she was she said that someone hacked her phone and posted it on Twitter. But what I think is she tweets a lot. So what I think happened was she was trying to send a nude to her dude friend and accidentally pressed the Twitter button. And it got on Twitter for 5 seconds. Everyone saw it for that 5 seconds. Got it. It's all over the internet.
You are a celebrity millionaire. Your face is all over the TV screens, billboards, and posters. What sense in your right mind would you say, hey, I'm going to be like everyone else, regular people, and tweet or Snapchat a picture of myself and not expect it to release or not expect it to get out?
Why can't you be like a regular person if you're...
Because you're not. You're a celebrity.
But my thing is...
That's not fair to say because you didn't... Like, who goes into the music career to be a celebrity?
You
do it because you love music. You don't become an actor because you want to be a celebrity. I mean, I'm sure some do. But, like, you do it because you love acting.
But you have
to. It's really not fair to give someone a different standard than what I give myself.
And I agree with Jake on that. But what I disagree with both of y'all is... Why y'all taking naked pictures of yourself, you nasties?
Dude, first rule about nude photos, though, never get your face in it. What? Never get your face in it.
Why? Never get your face in it.
Or,
and that's simple.
Or identifying
markings. Like a tattoo, Rashad. Yeah. There's the thing, though, Jake. I understand.
Never get your face.
I understand what you're saying, but these are celebrities. They're celebrities, and they have to live by a certain decorum. Now, I'm going to make it all about me.
I don't think that's fair, though.
I am, of course, a K-list celebrity at best.
And I'm a Z.
I'm a K-list celebrity. No, Philippians is a Z. I'm a K-list celebrity.
Yeah, it's a G.
At best.
My bad. I'm sorry. I mean a Q.
A G.
I'm a G.
You're an A-list celebrity in my brain.
You're a Q. You're a Q.
I'm a K-list celebrity, and there are things that I just don't do because you have this public persona. I don't care how much in love I am with somebody. I don't care how much they are in love with me. You just make the bright decision not to do it unless you want something out of it.
But you live in a steady place. You're not moving around like actors and actresses and
But they're millionaires, right? They're millionaires. And I made this point in the blog. They're millionaires. They can fly the poonanny to them if they want it. Why you got to text a picture of it? You can fly it in.
If you've got a show every day, you can't fly out and do it.
Travel them along with you. Yeah, pay their bill.
But if you're with most celebrities are with other celebrities. You know what I'm saying? So if both celebrities are doing these things, you don't have time to do that.
You book up some stuff. What is a pitcher gonna do for you?
You book up time.
You're gonna pleasure yourself. You're gonna make your body a wonderland by yourself anyway.
Why
you need a pic of your significant other? That's what the internet's for. Hey, there's a ton of porn on there.
Because you wanna see your significant other, brother.
I wanna see my significant if I'm gonna see my significant other, I wanna see my significant other next to me.
Exactly.
Don't let me see you in a
picture. So why are you gonna do that to like a picture of pornography, but like why wouldn't you want your significant
because
other?
Just
you
know? For us guys,
it's kind of creepy.
Let me take it.
here's my thinking. Like you do it to the actress that you can't get because you know it's a fantasy. If I have something real and tangible that I can get, that it's already mine.
Right.
Why would I fantasize about that? It's mine. If I really wanted that, I need to bring that to me. I need to bring it to me.
Uh-huh.
I need to love it.
Love it.
I need to rub it.
Rub it.
And then I need to love it.
That couldn't possibly be the worst topic for us to play that beat behind.
I guess I'm just a romantic guy.
Aw, you know what? It's okay to be a romantic guy.
Not really. You're kind of perverted, bro.
And what? No, dude. That I don't want to do it to pornography. I'd rather do it to my significant other.
But the porn is more exciting.
That's kind of perverted, bro.
That's not perverted.
That's perverted, bro.
That's like my lady.
That's like stalkery. That's like stalking to say,
sending me the pictures.
I'm gonna choke this chicken out while I'm watching you through the window.
We'll be right back on that note. We'll be back. Welcome back to the show. It's time for Jake's Isolated Music Corner. Jake, take it away.
This week's Isolated Corner is brought to you by the 5th Annual AZ Barbecue Festival.
Yeah.
April 5th, 2014, the largest honky-tonk in the state of Arizona. With live bands, hilarious redneck-themed games, more beer and booze than you can handle, and literally tons of smoked meat like brisket, chicken, pulled pork, ribs, and all the fixins.
You can put it in the sock.
Tickets available through the AZ Barbecue Festival banner on our website. Come by our show's booth and say hello. We'll see you there at the 5th Annual AZ Barbecue Festival.
5th Annual Arizona Barbecue Festival. We'll see you there, folks.
Yeah.
All right, Jake, what do you have in Jake's Isolated Music Corner?
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
So, I got some Rolling Stones. Last week I did the Beatles.
Yes. Yeah.
I did the Beatles and I did, Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys.
It's not really fair of me to do that, to do those two iconic bands without doing the Rolling Stones.
Right.
So.
Ooh, I'm excited about some Rolling Stones.
So we're going to, here's Give Me Shelter.
Okay.
Off the, I think it was 1969 when this album came out.
Love it. Here we go.
Maybe. Hello?
Maybe. There we go.
Hello.
Gotta wait for the greatness.
Sort of creepy intro.
Just a little bit. We're now walking into the bathroom with our sock. Off comes the shirt. Out comes the sock.
Drop down the pants.
Chocolate chip time.
Don't let him out.
A storm is threatening my very life today.
Tons of reverb.
Yeah. Get some
solid.
Shelter. Oh yeah, I'm gonna fade away.
Oh, that soul.
Woo. I like that.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Shot away. It's just a shot away. Whoa. Children. It's just a shot away.
It was actually pretty difficult to find Rolling Stones isolated.
Because they were so good at it. But, man, that sounds freaking amazing, though, man.
Yeah.
That is from, what was that, back in the 1970s or so?
I think the album came out in 69.
In 69?
Yeah, and this is the first track
yeah.
off of it, Give Me Shelter.
You can't go wrong with the Rolling Stones, man.
Nah.
That sounds like some big fat black woman.
It is. It is.
Wow.
No, that's him. That's Nick.
She leaving everything in that booth. I got chills. I got chills listening to that. Ooh, good. She left it all in that booth.
Dude.
Headset bleed.
They sound cool together, too.
Yeah, they do. They sound amazing.
It's just a shot away.
It's kind of weird, but it's cool.
It's just a shot away. 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 I tell you love, sister. It's just a kiss away. 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 Kiss away. Kiss away.
I like that, man. Good night, dude. That was
nice.
That was absolutely freaking crazy.
Yeah.
Sick, man.
Yeah, you were. Back then, you were either a Stones fan or a Beatles fan.
You really were, man. You absolutely really were. And Jake has it. Did you have another one, or we're just?
I think
that one?
That's pretty much all I could find for the Rolling Stones, really.
Okay. Well, next week we'll try to have some more in detail. If you want to go ahead and do that thing that we were going to that me and you talked about earlier, is that there is something that DT and I are up doing right now as DT leaves the studio here, and I'm kind of glad that you only have one for today, so we can do something, a little bit of a surprise that everybody in this studio, other than Jake, or other than D-Tay and I, are completely aware of right now, and I'm kind of like, you know, filling time until D-Tay gets back, because I didn't know if you had another one or not, and we may go a few minutes over, Flip, it's just a few minutes, and I'm sure you're probably going to be okay with this right now, but we basically have... in our midst right now. Oh shoot, wrong one. Let's play this one here. Hold on there. You can go ahead and pull
Happy
this one back.
Birthday,
it's Philippius's birthday.
Aww.
Bring it in. And we have a cake for Philippius because he thought we forgot.
Happy birthday to you.
And we have plates and knives and everything. Bring your cake over into the camera so everybody can see it.
Get over here, Philippius. Take my spot.
Get in there so everybody can see. It's our executive producer's birthday. Yeah, happy birthday. Get on that mic so we can talk to you for a second, you sexy son of a monkey. You thought we forgot, didn't you?
Of course not.
Oh, and now it is Philippius' 13th birthday,
yeah.
And we are excited for him. So
got a pretty sweet beard for 13, man.
Yeah.
I know. I started growing it when I was
He's a little advanced in his age, so Jake just threw my plate at me. But Philippians, it's your birthday, buddy, on Monday, March 31st, and we were all smacking and cracking on you, claiming that none of us knew when your birthday was, but we did, and we may or may not have sent the intern out before the show to get the cake. But
where is that intern?
We lost him. He quit. No, I'm kidding. He'll be back. But Philippians, on a serious note, if I can, man, it's been so much fun celebrating your birthday. We didn't do it last year, but you have one of the most iconic moments on the show where I brought my dog into the studio and he ate your 22nd birthday candles.
Actually, look what I got right here.
Oh, you have the piece that he ate there. So happy birthday to you, Philippians. And of course, I know it's your birthday on Monday, but I'm sorry, you're going to have to share a little bit of your fame with Justin Bieber, because we have to get to Justin Bieber. There's no, oh, wait, I'm sorry. We're all out of time. We're going to have some cake, though, right?
We'll
get to Justin Bieber next time. DT, go ahead and carve up that cake while me and Jake pay the bills over here. All right, folks, today's show was brought to you by Amazon. Sell your gently used textbooks and sign up for Prime before the prices go up. All available now at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or through the Amazon special banner on our website.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or redistributed without the written consent from an authorized representative of BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show, email info at BDBRadioNetwork.com. They changed it on us.
We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Spread the word about the show. Subscribe to us free on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating and a comment.
Yeah.
Stream the show through the free Stitcher Radio app and join us live on Ustream every week from your computer, tablet, or mobile device. What more can we do for you?
After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze.
Someone changed that on me.
Is my daily blog, my way of communing with you throughout the week. You can also read some of the stories about the hashtag blank in a sock and the celebrity leak photos in 2014. You can read that all on After the Levels. Click afterthelevels.com or click the banner link on our website. For Fat Guy Radio Show cast and crew, I'm Corey Blaze saying skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Bye-bye. Your black's hanging out.
Bye.
Hey now, hold on. Wait a minute. Have you looked at our sponsors on fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors? Well, why don't you take your silly ass over there right now and have a gander? There is amazing deals only available to those that listen to fatguyradioshow.com. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell an enemy. fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Now the show's over.